Last night, President Obama held his second primetime news conference, and among those listening was NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
After a 55-minute news conference some 60 days into his term, it's possible to get an impression of Mr. Obama's design for governing. It was perhaps summed up by the president himself when he explained his continued search for an accord between Israel and the Palestinians. He described himself as a big believer in the philosophy of persistence. The president tends to seek conflict resolution rather than drama. He's been compared to Franklin D. Roosevelt, confronted with an economic crisis, but Roosevelt closed the banks to avoid a run on them. Mr. Obama, on the other hand, joined in a rescue effort for the ailing financial institutions. FDR enlisted 8.5 million of the unemployed into a federal workforce. The incumbent sponsors a complicated stimulus or recovery package intended to work mainly through states and localities. Faced with Democratic objections to elements in his 10-year budget, he invites suggestions for alternatives. Nor does he appear to be perturbed when House Republican leader John Boehner calls his budget the most irresponsible piece of legislation he has seen. There is a sense that Mr. Obama is employing his skills as a community organizer, bent on conflict resolution, seeking common ground. Last night he said, "When each of us looks beyond our own short-term interests to the wider set of obligations we have toward each other, that's when we succeed." Whether Mr. Obama's search for a consensus will succeed is unclear. He managed to get a stimulus bill from Congress. His expansive 10-year budget is having a harder time, despite his open invitation to critics to suggest alternatives. And faced with a nationwide uproar over the AIG executive bonuses, the president had to abandon sweetness and light and call for sweeping powers to seize control of troubled financial institutions. Whether his philosophy of persistence will avail him in his search for common ground, that remains to be seen. But it looks as though he may be sorely tested. This is Daniel Shore.